What does one mean by the tantric path? Or one may ask, what is the tantra? People no doubt have all sorts of ideas, all sorts of understandings, even all sorts of misunderstandings on this particular point, on this particular subject of the tantra. And this evening I don't want to attempt any formal definition. I hope to be able to communicate in the course of the lectures themselves something, as it were, of the inner feeling of the tantras, or the feeling that is conveyed or should be conveyed or suggested by this word tantra. But at this point, at this stage, one thing I will say, and it is this. The tantra represents that aspect of Buddhism which is concerned not with theories, much less still with speculations, not with formal religiosity, not with external piety, but concerned with the direct experience in the depths of one's being, as it were, of what one truly and essentially is. Not is just psychologically, but is, one might say, existentially, metaphysically, transcendentally. And this experience, so far as the tantric path is concerned, cannot be mediated by concepts. Concepts can give one no idea of it whatever, cannot indicate it in any way, cannot lead one to it in any way. But this experience, this direct experience, above and beyond words, above and beyond thoughts, above and beyond the conscious mind, even the conscious personality, can, we may say, be evoked, can almost be conjured up, or at least in some partial glimpse, some distant reflection, with the help of symbols, symbols of various kinds. The form and colour symbols, for instance, which we call images in the widest sense of the term. The sound symbols, which we call mantras, and the enacted or acted out symbols, which we call rituals. In fact, one may even say that the whole tantric path to enlightenment is simply strewn with symbols. You, as it were, stumble over a symbol at every step. And it is even of symbols, we may say, that the tantric path largely consists. But what is a symbol? Many people are preoccupied with that question too. What do we mean by a symbol? What do we mean by symbolism? These are very current terms, but ones which are not often really very deeply understood. But here again, I'm not going to attempt any formal definition of what a symbol is. The nature of the symbol itself precludes the possibility of any such attempt. So in the course of the lectures, I shall allow, as it were, the symbols to speak for themselves. All that I shall be doing is, with the cooperation of everybody present, to try just to evoke the symbols, to conjure up the symbols, so that you can see them, as it were, so that you can experience them, even, for yourselves. But at this point, I'm going to say at least one thing, and that is that a symbol is not a sign. Not a sign. A symbol, any symbol, does not stand for something which can, or even which could, be known in some other way, other than through the symbol. The symbol stands, we may say, for something which cannot be known in any other way. That's why you have the symbol. It's only through the symbol that you can get at or get to or have some feeling for or of that which the symbol represents, but also which the symbol, in a sense, is. The symbol, therefore, stands, in a sense, for something of which we are as yet unconscious, something which we do not yet know, but for something also of which we can become conscious, which we can know in an inner spiritual sense. Not only something of which we can become conscious, but even something which we can realize, which we can experience with the help of the symbol. So symbols, therefore, and especially we may say the symbols of the tantric path to enlightenment, symbols are not, as it were, dead, inert counters. Symbols, we may say, are full of energy, full of life. More than that, we may say that symbols even stimulate energy, produce life, give birth to life, spiritual life in us. In other words, symbols are, by their very nature, creative. And this is why, for the next 8 weeks, we shall be concerned with, we shall be exploring, even experiencing, not just the symbols, but the creative symbols of the tantric path to enlightenment. And we shall be concerned with them, moreover, not just as creative in the abstract, creative in the past, or creative in Tibet and India. We shall be concerned with them as creative for us, not as of just historical interest, but as acting on us, energizing us, even sparking off developments in our own spiritual life, here and now, developments which will lead us in the direction, ultimately, of enlightenment itself.